Welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you know what I hate? I hate things that suck out my time from my day. It is the worst when you have all these plans to get all the things done, and then 3 hours get sucked away out of nowhere. You're left feeling guilty for wasting the time and frustrated because now you can't get all the stuff done that you really wanted to do. Well, my friend, that stops today. Today, I'm going to share with you five things that I deleted from my life and got back hours of my time a day. And I hope this episode today inspires you to do the same this week with your own schedule. So grab a paper and let's dig into it. Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Deaf Kids. Do you want more ease in your daily life? Do you want to help your child learn language faster but have no idea where to start? Do you find yourself searching for how to learn sign language and best ways to practice speech goals? Hey, I'm Elaine. I'm a mom of three littles, two of whom are deaf. I remember when I received the hearing loss diagnosis for our child, there were so many decisions and information overload. I lacked clarity and confidence and yearned for ease and balance in our lives. It was then that I discovered strategies to support our kids' language development at home, and I even helped them learn language faster. I can't wait to share it all with you. So put down that to-do list, close out that ASL app for now, and let's get started. Before we begin, I want to invite you to my free 1 hour live workshop called Take Control of Your Time. This workshop is happening in my Facebook group next week. During the workshop, I want to help you sift through the time in your day to make sure that you're spending your time in a way that aligns with your values and the mission of your family, and also helps you live a time-rich life. You will walk away from this workshop with instant knowledge of how you can make more time for things that you love, like reading a book or working out, or even learning American Sign Language if you heard my podcast episode on Tuesday. And the best part is I'm going to make it super, super easy for you and hold your hand through the whole thing. And the 1 hour live workshop is next week on April 30th, and I am seriously so pumped to meet you. Make sure you join the Facebook group to get all the details and to have access to the workshop. You can join the group at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids, and that link will be in the show notes as well. So, on to the things that I deleted from my day to get back more of my time. So, I just want to lay out a disclaimer here. I am a good manager of my time. I've always been super organized and able to get everything done and have balance in my life. And it's a real skill. So, if you're not that way, it's fine. I was literally born that way. So not everyone has that skill, but it is a learned skill. It is a skill that you can learn if it doesn't come naturally to you. But I will say, once I had kids, things kind of went off the rails for a while. When my perfectly curated day, back when I didn't have kids, took a turn when I did have kids. And I found that between therapy sessions for my boys and just plain taking care of kids around the clock, my time was flying by and I was really out of control of it. And I realized that I had to get really intentional and granular about where I was spending my time if I wanted to get everything done. So I did a time audit of my week, which we are going to do in the live workshop together on April 30th. And I identified at least probably more, but at least five major time suckers that were taking up hours of my time each day. And I didn't even really realize it because they weren't like blocks of hours. It was like, doing this thing here and that thing there, but it added up throughout the day. You know what I mean? So I'm guessing that this is probably happening to you too, and you're probably not even realizing it. So today I want to tell you about the five things that I deleted from my day that gave me back hours of my time a week. And I hope that this episode inspires you to look over your daily schedule to find the time suckers in your day and take those out as well. So, number one thing that I took off and I'm laughing because you're not gonna like this one probably. But the number one thing that I did, and actually my husband did, was I took all social medias completely off my phone. That was number one, take social media off my phone. I deleted all of my social media apps off my phone. Now, I only had Instagram and Facebook, but I deleted them off of my phone. They are no longer on there, and they've been off for about 2 months, at least, maybe 3 months. Why did I do this? Because the apps were taking time away from my day without even realizing it, right? So I would be on it here, be on it there, be on it for 30 minutes, say I was going to be on it for 20 minutes and end up being on it for 45 minutes. You get sucked into it. And also, I was constantly checking my phone throughout the day. It really became an addiction. You really start scrolling, just looking for that dopamine hit. And the effects from having social media on my phone were not good for me. I noticed that every time I picked up my phone, I was getting that dopamine hit, which is not the place that I want to get that from. I also noticed as I was scrolling, I was having more anxious and overwhelmed feelings and feelings of I wasn't doing enough. And those are just all lies. It's not true. And that is the effect that social media has on you. So I deleted it from my phone. I did a cold turkey because I think at that point I was ready to just get re rid of it and I was ready to make a change. I realized the negative effects it was having on me. I realized for me, there's literally no positive effects of having social media on my phone. And so I cut the ties and I deleted it. If that feels severe to you, and I understand, a first step would be to delete those apps for the weekend. Or even just for one day and just see how you feel. Assess how you feel and, try it another day and try it another day and keep trying to add on days. And I promise you, before long, you're going to forget why you even needed to have social media there in the first place. So, number two thing that I deleted from my life was I took the email icon off of my home screen on my phone. So I do still have the email icon on my phone because every now and then when, you're out, someone like asks you to email and like emails you something and you have to like verify something through your email. So I was originally going to delete it from my phone, but I kept it because of those like few circumstances where it's actually like useful to have. But I did take it off of my home screen and I put it all the way into a folder and I made it basically much harder to find. So that I wouldn't mindlessly just go on and like check it all the time, right? Because I found the same thing, kind of the same thing as the social media icons. It was taking time away from other things, but in a really sneaky way. So social media is a little bit more obvious, but email, once again, I kept picking up my phone and just hitting the email button and just scrolling my email. And just refreshing and scrolling, even though I had no new emails, nothing was popping up. I had read these emails before, and I realized that my brain was just looking for that dopamine hit from scrolling and refreshing and getting something. And that, my friends, is a really dangerous place to be. That is not a good place to be. But like I said, it's really sneaky because it was like for 2 seconds and I put my phone down, but like 2 seconds to a minute all throughout the day. Right. So I put a little notification in the signature of my emails. So when people get my emails, it says that I don't have email on my phone in the signature and that I'll get back to you when I check my email once a day on the desktop. And yeah, I've been much happier since I put it away from my home screen and made it much harder to find. I usually don't go through the effort to find it. So my third thing that I deleted from my life was I turned off all of the notifications off of my phone. Now I get zero notifications from anything on my phone, not even email. The only thing I get are text messages and phone calls. Okay. Because the notifications were distracting me. And also notifications cause you to work for other people. And part of my time-rich life is working for myself, not being on the defense all of the time, not, responding to what other people want me to respond. I am in control of my time and I am in control of my life. And that is what a time-rich life is for me, is controlling my time and controlling my life and responding to things when I have the capacity to or I want to, versus feeling like I have to and there's urgency all the time because you're getting notifications dinging. So go to your settings right now, well, after you listen to this podcast, and turn off all the notifications on your phone. And you'll be so much happier when you're going through the day and you're not getting constantly distracted and taken off task by all the notifications that are dinging you with fake urgency. So my fourth thing that I deleted from my life that gave me more time was not having a plan. So I basically organized my time better. I realized a lot of times I was wasting time figuring out what the plan should be when I should have had the plan in place and already been doing the plan. So as a busy mom, when I have free time and when you have free time, we need to hop to it. We do not have time to waste because our free time is few and far between, especially if you have little kids. Okay, so you need to already have a plan in place so when you have that time, you can immediately start instead of wasting 20 minutes of it organizing and figuring out what to do. You need to do that beforehand. So how did I do this? I actually have a paper planner right now, and I started planning my whole week out on Sunday, and I time block my schedule, and I have a certain system I can talk about later, but I go through it on Sunday, and it's part of like kind of my ritual on Sunday. Is I take, 20 minutes and I go through, my Google calendar of, the events that we're doing that week. And, I go through and I plan the entire week on Sunday. So you can plan out 1 week at a time. I only do 1 week at a time because plans change with kids and my schedule sometimes changes week to week. So I need that flexibility. So I just plan a week at a time. But it works really well for me. You can also do it nightly if you want to and just plan for the next day. But you need to have a plan in place. It will save you so much time if you just have a simple plan. And the last thing that I quit doing, I deleted from my life that gave me back time, was I quit doing things that had no value for our family. So I let go of the idea that our kids needed to do certain activities that everyone else was doing because they needed this certain experience at this certain age. And I quit saying yes to everything that everybody was asking me to do all the time, right? And I only say yes to things that really align with my values or our values and mission as a family. So guys, being busy is not a badge of honor. Okay. And part of my time-rich life and part of our time-rich life as a family is teaching our kids how to live a slow life and still be content. We really value slowness and intentionality in our family, and I want to show my kids the value of really stopping to consider if how they're spending their time is the best for them instead of just rushing through life. Right. So what you can do is you can take some time to write down the values of your family and the mission of your family and what, you and your spouse want to accomplish with your kids. And, just audit your day and see if the activities that you're doing each week, each month are really supporting these values or if they're not supporting these values. And, I also want to say that time suckers are sneaky. But they also control your time for you and they take you out of the equation. So you're no longer controlling your day and controlling your time. And you essentially become a slave to your day. And then anxiety and overwhelm creep in big time. And a lot of times it's really hard to see how these things are sucking away your time, right? Because, it's little by little. Sometimes it's not, a span of hours at a time, but throughout the day and throughout the week, it adds up. And the secret to this whole thing, to deleting this stuff, is at first having awareness of where your time is going and doing an audit of your time, which is exactly what we're going to be doing in the 1 hour live workshop on April 30th together. We're going to audit together 1 day. And And in the workshop together, we are also going to talk about how to restructure your time so that you're spending your time in a way that aligns with your values and missions for your family. We're also going to talk about what those time suckers are, like we kind of talked about today, and how to get rid of those time suckers, and also how to maximize the 24 hours that we all have. If this all seems really complicated, it's actually not. And I'm going to make it really super simple for you and walk you through it. By the end of the 1 hour workshop, you'll have a clear view of the pockets of time in your day that you have free to do whatever else. So the Take Back Your Time challenge is on April 30th in the Facebook group. So if you aren't part of the Facebook group yet, go ahead and join so that you don't miss the workshop. You can join at facebook.com/group/raisingdeafkids. And that link is in the show notes. So I hope this episode helped you today, maybe realize was this sucking the time out of your day and maybe gave you some ideas of things that you can start deleting from your day. And I wouldn't delete all everything at one time. I didn't delete all these things at one time, right? It was a slow process and I deleted one thing and adjusted to that and, deleted the next thing. So do it one at a time so you don't overwhelm yourself. And, as parents, we want the absolute best for our kids and our family. And unfortunately, none of this comes with a handbook. I want you to know that simply by being here and listening, you're doing a great job as a parent because you're learning and trying to find better ways to help your child. I am so proud of your efforts and I'm so glad you're here. And I will see you next week in the workshop on April 30th. Hey, Mama, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and subscribe to this podcast? I never want you to miss an episode and to be without valuable information to help you and your family. Also, please leave a quick written review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you. Now go check off the rest of your to-dos so you can love on your family today. And I'll meet you here every Tuesday and Thursday for podcast episodes to support your whole family in language learning. Ciao, Mama.